What are we going into now?
I honestly didn't get my piece across about the piracy thing. Well, I know you're huffing, but there's all this humdrum. The PC gamer audience hates the idea of piracy in any context. I'm of the belief, Michael. What did you just say?
You mean hates in the sense that they don't want us to do it, or they pirate all the time?
Well, it's not that they pirate all the time. No. No, no, they just, they're like, they take an ardent anti-piracy stance because, to an extent, PC gaming is in danger of...
Well, look how it killed the movie industry.
Yes, look how it killed the movie industry with the Batman making more money than any other movie in 10 years. Yes, piracy, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, there was a very real precedent there where, you know, Looking Glass Studios, everybody played the Thief games. Apparently not many people actually bought them.
Yeah.
And that was a rather
Maybe they weren't
failure.
Great movies. I pirated. I have Iron Man on my keychain right now.
I'm sure you do.
On my keychain, I
and
have.
And see,
it
that's
pirated.
The thing I won't buy. I won't watch until I've paid money to buy it on DVD.
I pay to see it in the theater. I pre-ordered the Blu-ray DVD. Like I'm basically. What am I supposed to wait for them to order? Oh, now you can watch it at home. Fuck you. I'll watch it at home.
Yes, because
my
life isn't revolving around the fact I need to watch Iron Man tonight.
Bullshit. My only argument about this is that what. What are movies, music, games?
Free.
What are they? No.
Entertainment?
Well, you could say
arts.
Or you could say...
Things that people had to pour money and effort into creating?
I was going to say culture.
What you did there.
Whether it's Japanese culture, American culture, European culture, it's fucking culture, and culture is fucking free.
Right, but...
Nobody's charging a gate fee in an African drum circle.
Aren't they, though?
No, Jesus Christ. That refuted the best aphorism I've ever thought of. Quit laughing, Shane. What Michael said was not funny.
That's their choice not to fucking charge.
He's right, well, Shane. It wasn't funny. That's just a knee-jerk reaction.
It's not. Once you release an art...
Because when Square pours millions of dollars into Final Fantasy XIII, then we all just go copy. It's like, but we spent $17 million making it.
I honestly think there's something within human beings that says I should reimburse the makers of this. Because when I'm pirating things, like I don't appreciate them as much because I don't feel the need to invest myself the way I normally would if I bought something. So when I'm pirating like Dreamcast games, I bootleg the shit out of.
So most people get all
of them. And I wouldn't really pay attention to any of them, and I had to go back. And of course, eventually the ones I loved, I bought. But there's no way I'm going to be able to buy every game I slightly have.
It's just the fact that, like, with games, for me, it's like, if you love a band, you can pirate the music, but then go see them in concert and buy a shirt and give them tickets
for
that. Like, I can't go to fucking Clover's concert and be like, thanks for Okami, guys.
I didn't mean to say, like, I've never bought a CD. I bought MP3s after I've listened to them.
Right. I've done that, too.
And usually when I find it at a deal or a fair price or whatever, but it doesn't fucking matter. There's people who are going to pay full price, and there's people who are going to pirate. It's existed for years. It shouldn't really diminish your returns. And what they're doing is inflating their loss and price raises on piracy that doesn't exist.
The thing is, CDs are cheaper now than they were 10 years ago.
We have to talk about
make them worth buying.
Specifically, like Sins of a Solar Empire.
Wow, I don't care about that game.
It doesn't matter because I don't care about it either. But it's been recommended highly. It's a great PC game apparently. No DRM.
Mm-hmm.
Just broke the 500,000 copy barrier. So they've made a profit on a great game. They didn't really give a fuck if anybody pirated or not.
Right. I do think the DRM thing is like it seems way knee jerk reaction like. Let's make it copy protected. That's a good idea, and it's a horrible idea. It reeks of big company bullshit.
It comes from executives. It comes from ad people. It comes from marketing people. A bunch of people who make money without creating the product they're selling.
So
I'm not concerned about their profit. I want artists to keep making their profit. That's the thing about games. Like once I got into games and I learned not even specific producers and developers' names, but I learned the company names. Like, it's a Square game. I'll throw them my money. Yeah. It's worth it. It's fucking Square. Oh, it's a Neversoft Tony Hawk game. Even that, like, I'll pay for every Tony Hawk game. That's fine with me. I don't know. There's always going to be people like that. I don't think we need to worry. Piracy has always existed. Jesus Christ, I have no ending to this. Moving on.
You asked me what did I just say before we came in here.
You did, about piracy.
Yeah, and then what I said was, I'm opposed to piracy now that I have money. and my own money. And but when I was in college, I had binders full of CDs that began their life as rentals that were PlayStation games. And but you know, I will say in defense of that, I play games that I never would have known anything about. I probably in large part owe my knowledge about games and this job to the fact that I played all those games. You know, who the hell would have? Who the hell played Guardians Crusade? I did because I pirated it. I think that was the name. I just remember it was called Night Guardian Baby Heroes? Or something in Japan. Guardian. I bought Guardian Heroes. That was awesome.
Good for you.
Only because I never figured out how to copy Saturdays.
And that was kind of my point behind the whole thing, because I'm a gamer who likes to talk to people about gaming, so I don't care how you procured it, I just want to talk to you about the game. You can't afford it.
But a conversation doesn't keep that developer in business.
That's true.
Why would I care about the business?
They can't keep making games if you pirate it.
Even as a professional gamer, that's none of your business.
Huh? As a consumer, I want companies I like to keep existing. I want bands I like to keep performing. I want musicians I like to keep making.
I want you to find me one artist of any nature that's been shut, that's been run out of business due to pirating.
Well, I don't think there are any.
No. In fact, the free album releases.
That's why
record profits cutting out all the middlemen.
I know. I don't think it's a big deal at all. I'm just trying to argue for
you. There's a difference between cutting out all the middlemen and cutting out the people who originated it also, and it's just the end user.
We don't have a lot of statistics to base that off of, but I'm only using the Radiohead, and God, I'm so glad I get to say this, the Niggy Tardust album by Saul Williams. I love the Niggy Tardust album. So they released numbers from it, and on average, 200,000 people paid $5 for this album in 1 week. In 1 week, and all that money went to the artists. It didn't go to a marketer. It didn't go to a PR person. It didn't go to a producer, an executive. It went to the people who facilitated the creation of this product.
That's what I wish happened with XBLA. I wish all my money that went into buying a Commander Rearmed went straight to fucking Capcom. But Microsoft gets some of that.
And you know, like half the stuff we get into has other things.
Yeah.
There's action. I can't pirate an action figure. I'm not going to sculpt my own Castle Crashers character as much as I'd like to. I'll buy the fucking action figure.
Yeah, Castle Crashers. I wish my $10 went straight to Behemoth.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Anyway, let's please move on. Just for the sake of getting off.
Do we have probably $2 of your $10 might go to?
But I know. Well, I think honestly. Just real quick, HD and Blu-ray were HD, even the HD DVDs were a retaliation for piracy. I tried downloading HD DVDs and Blu-rays, and they're 30 gigs a piece. It defeats the timeliness. And so the Little Big Planet, they said just filled up the entire Blu-ray?
Yeah, Little Big Planet is 40 gigabytes, and that's all basically due to uncompressed audio tutorials, because audio takes up a big chunk.
Stephen Fry, who is a funny dude. Yeah. Wasn't he in V for Vendetta?
I think so.
The greatest movies of all time.
Remember us talking talking in the airport where you're just going on and on about terrorism in an airport, and I'm just I want to wait till we're out of security check to bring this.
Yeah, we're in the fucking line, and I'm talking about, maybe he deserves to get blown up. I don't know. And I'm maybe I should keep my fucking voice down.
Yeah.
we're literally taking our shoes off at the security checkpoint. He's like, I mean, it's effective. You blow up an airport and
whoa.
Just.
Yeah, I know. I'm the guy with grows a beard overnight with olive hued skin. I always get fist fucked at security checkpoints.
You'll be hearing the podcast on Friday, which is the 12th. I will be flying on a plane to New York tomorrow on September 11th.
You'll be fine, you waspy shithead. It's the Italian people like me who get bent over a rail every time. I had to show my pubic hair in a crowded. I was about to miss.
Prove you're 21
from New York, and it was can you unbuckle your pants?
I guess.
I need an adult.
Can you pull your boxers down?
Yes.
Oh, the whole airport.
Can I?
Look, it's funny when I
have a raging erection, as a matter of fact.
Woo, look at this.
I love
slap y'all in the face with it.
I love showing off a good boner, but that...
Who doesn't?
The right situation.
I just want to point at it and show it to him.
Look at it.
Yeah. Look at this old man, no Viagra here.
All right. Speaking of boners, holy shit, this is gonna be hard.
Hey, just like a boner.
I believe we. I really don't want to do this.